are Christians, our kingdom is up above. And if our lives come from up there, then we act like that, because we come, our life is from a holy place. It looks different. It dresses different. The women up there have long hair, and they don't wear manicure on their faces, and they don't wear shorts. They wear skirts and long robes and dresses, and they have long hair and things. So the nature of it from up there reflects back on us. The man don't smoke, chew, lie, steal. They come, their spirits come from a holy place, makes them act holy. Recognize one another as brothers. That's it. We're of a kingdom, and we have a king. And he's the king of saints. And the word saint comes from the word of the sanctified one. Then when a person is sanctified, Christ, the Holy Spirit, moves into the heart and becomes king over them.
Amen.
Oh, my! That ought to go home. Oh, when the sanctified vessel of God, Christ the King, the Holy Ghost, moves in, and a king has his domain.
Hallelujah.
Hey, man, if your whole being is ruled by the King of Saints, a kingdom.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Every kingdom on earth will be shook,
hallelujah,
tore down by atomic power. But the Bible says we receive a kingdom that cannot be moved.
Hallelujah.
King of Saints.